This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with composer Dave Getz and soprano Courtney Huffman about the upcoming world premiere of Ruth, the musical, happening this Saturday at Grace Church in Morton. Dave and Courtney, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're so excited to be meeting with you today to talk about this world premiere event. Dave, let's start with you. You're the composer behind this, and you've mentioned before that this was 7 years in the making. Take us back to 7 years ago. How did this first start?
Yeah, so this all started in 2011. I was a senior in college at Illinois Wesleyan University, and I was home for what I think was probably Thanksgiving break. It was November, and I was in Grace Church, where the premiere is going to happen, listening to a sermon on the Book of Ruth, and I was just inspired by one part of the story. I kind of thought poetically about it, thought, you know, this part could, you know, make a very emotional song. And then I kind of thought, has anybody ever really turned this, you know, story into a musical? It's not a very long story. It's not an incredibly, you know, famous story, but it's a really good story. And so I kind of just jotted some notes down on my program that day and kind of just filed it away as like a, you know, just a dream, you know, like, oh, this might be fun to do someday. Never thought it would ever be premiere. Never really thought I'd ever even finish it, honestly. And then just every school break, I would kind of chip away at it, write a song or two. And then after enough time had gone by, I had about enough for a one-act play, and I kind of thought either I need to really hurry up and just kind of put a ton of work in and finish it, or it would kind of probably not get done until I was, you know, in my 40s or 50s.
And there was a real turning point when you were involved in a production at Peoria Players last fall, and it was the first time you had been on stage in a musical. So I'm just wondering, what was it about that experience? What did you learn, or what did you see that, you know, that enabled you to take this unfinished project and bring it to completion?
Yeah, I was in Travis Olson's production of Hunchback of Notre Dame last September, and that also fulfilled kind of a bucket list for me. I told my wife at the beginning of that year that I either wanted to be in a musical or finish writing Ruth, and I decided I would try out, you know, being on stage. And I just realized the power when a ton of talented people just invest themselves in one story. And, you know, that's, you know, all the way from, you know, set to tech to costumes to, you know, the actors then. But then I also really thought about, like, I mean, that score is written by Alan Menken, and it's amazing. And I just thought, you know, how would that feel to have your work, you know, done in that way? And so when you're sitting on a, you know, 60% finished musical at the time, I was like, you know, this is really inspiration to try to get this done.
And Courtney, you are performing the lead role of Ruth. And I'm going to take a moment just to sing your praises a little bit, because I think people need to know that you're here in the Peoria community. You've performed with the Long Beach Opera, Boston Baroque. You've soloed at Carnegie Hall. And now you're here in Peoria on faculty with Bradley University. So we're so happy that you're here in the Peoria area. Very, very excited about that. What I'd like to ask you about is, you've had past collaborations with composers to have world premieres. So this is not new for you, but tell us a little bit about how that process is different for you as a performer, as opposed to just performing a piece that's already been made famous by another singer.
It's a really fun opportunity. I love it. I love working with living composers. Obviously, it's a very unique experience, because most of the music that I sing is by composers who are passed away. And it's wonderful to do that. They're great music. It's time-tested music that people have done so many different things with. And as far as working with a composer, a living composer, you get to make it your own. Nobody else has done it before. That's really exciting. There isn't any of the expectations on it. So that's also freeing as a performer and a singer and an artist. And I mean, how I wish that I could, you know, ask Mozart what he was thinking in this part of the aria, you know, or why were you doing this? You know, sometimes you want to chew him out a little bit. And it's really wonderful to be able to do that with a living composer and get to ask him, why did you do it this way? Or, hey, this doesn't really work that well in my voice. Can we try something else? How about this? And just being able to do that creative process together is just really special. And I love it. So happy to do it.
And how does the role of Ruth compare to other roles that you've sung or that you've performed?
It is challenging. I feel like David has kind of gone on the extremes of her range, of a soprano range. I sing all the way down to kind of a low A, which for sopranos is pretty low. We don't sing that often in performed music, especially. And then all the way up to high C, which isn't, you know, huge for sopranos. We sing lots of high C's. But the extremes of the range and how large that range is for performing wise is pretty unique. I think also David has done a wonderful job with combining kind of classical and musical theater-esque types of music in there. So that's also challenging as an artist because it's bringing in both my musical theater and my classical training. So it's very unique, challenging, but also very rewarding.
Now, David, you were telling us about the process of writing the musical and bringing that process to completion, but then you have to produce it. Talk about bringing together your team and how that happened, how that unfolded.
Yeah, and it's an incredible story, and I'll try to keep it very brief, but just each person that I've been able to bring into this production has agreed to be a part of it with enthusiasm, with eagerness, and just with a reception that I did not expect people to have towards this work. And, you know, I've been composing for a while. I studied composition in college enough to know, you know, that new music sometimes takes a certain palette, you know, and you have to kind of know what you're getting yourself into. This is very tonal music for, you know, someone. It's not, you know, it's not 12 tone. It's not, you know, going to sound like Stravinsky at times or anything. But it is kind of one of the things that when I would show it to people, I would kind of try to explain, you know, the melodic concepts and how that, you know, this melody resembles this character or this mood. And so, you know, Phil Witzig is the director of our choir. And from square one, Phil was just completely on board. And then, you know, as soon as one person is on and then, you know, he starts talking about it to other people, he gets other people excited. People like Courtney, you know, come in with their experience and their expertise, you know, in vocals. And so each kind of person that's come on has kind of helped kind of snowball the momentum. And so I feel like I haven't really had to do a lot of arm twisting or, you know, really kind of prodding people to do this music. Like, people hear there's a world premiere and they've really wanted to be a part of it.
What is it about the story of Ruth that you think lends itself to a musical or to a musical theater telling?
The story is very extreme. And you mentioned extreme in the range, you know, that I use in the sopranos. But that's kind of what happens in the story. You have just the extreme side of grief and just bitterness at you know, what life circumstances can do to a human. And then you also have just that darkness being completely redeemed in this story. That word redeemed is very key to the story of Ruth, and it's not one that we use a lot in our current vernacular. But I think, you know, when you leave, hopefully the audience will leave this show, and when they think of what it means to be redeemed or the concept of redemption, they'll think of this story, not necessarily a definition, because it is a hard word to define and get down. But I think just what each character goes through in this story will make that clear.
And within the story, there's really two key female characters. You have Naomi and you have Ruth. And Naomi really has quite a bit of the tragedy and the darkness in her storyline and her character. And Ruth has a lot of that, but she also has quite a bit of light and hope that she brings to it. Courtney, can you talk a little bit about how those components play into the actual songs that you're singing?
Yes. So Naomi specifically, she has Bitter is her big kind of aria, and it's so sad. Allison does a phenomenal job of singing it and portraying just her sorrow and brokenness. She's lost her husband, her two sons, doesn't have any grandchildren, is in a foreign land, and is just really alone. And then Ruth's character, she has, I would say you put it very well in that she has sorrow, but she's very hopeful. And she has her prayer to God, which is kind of her first, kind of her big piece in the beginning. And she is just asking him to help Naomi, to give Ruth direction. And it's very intimate and hopeful all at the same time. And then her music, I think in general, as compared to Naomi's, is just you said it perfectly. It's light, it's bright, it's, you know, oftentimes major. And she is just so full of faithfulness and loyalty to this woman that she loves, and really does believe that it's going to be okay and things are going to turn out okay. And you hear that just in the lightness of the music and the joy of the music. And David does a phenomenal job of portraying that.
We should also note that in addition to the performance this weekend, there's also a documentary being made that sort of tells the story of the making of the production. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, thanks to Morton Fine Arts Association and the Morton Community Foundation for helping, you know, fund a lot of these projects I wanted to do alongside of the musical. I've been able to bring other storytellers into this project too. To kind of a big passion of this that kind of I'm trying to do is also just, you know, create awareness for the local arts and just the local artist, you know, producing for the local consumer. And so I've been able to work with a freelance videographer, Micah Hancock. I met him just actually very recently, saw his stuff online. He's a fantastic storyteller through film and media. And so I asked him if he would kind of come on board with this and kind of capture this unique moment in, you know, at least my history, and kind of be able to tell that story so that, you know, later on down the road we can, you know, look back on this and hopefully have something to really remember this by in a good way.
David, you had mentioned in a previous interview that you gave that you would be content even if this is the only performance that this piece has. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah, I think everyone, if you're a musician, you want to make it big. And I don't ever want to, you know, fault anybody for that, you know, to think, you know, you want your music to be heard by the most people and you want to get to the, you know, top of your craft. But I never want to do that at the sake of basically forsaking the audience that has meant the most to me in my life. And so, you know, that would be my family and my friends, the Morton community. I grew up there. My first piano teacher was in Morton. I went to Morton High School. Now I teach at Morton High School. So, you know, if the only time that Ruth has ever performed is in that community for those people, that would make me a happy man to be able to know that they're the only people that ever heard this music. And, you know, if they like it enough that they want to have other people hear it, then obviously I'm going to, you know, give that gift. That's what music is. It's a gift for others. But I also don't want to just have this be something that I'm holding on to as like, this is what's going to, you know, help me make it. This is really for my community.
David Getz is the creator of Ruth the Musical. Courtney Huffman plays the role of Ruth. The musical gets its debut performance tomorrow night at 7 at Grace Church in Morton. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
And Saturday marks the 19th annual Juneteenth celebration of the Heritage Ensemble. The group will perform at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Illinois Central College. Directed by Sharon Reed, the theme of this year's performance is An American Celebration, The Gospel Truth.
And East Light Theater is opening its production of the musical Annie this weekend. Based on the popular comic strip characters, it's of course best known for the song Tomorrow. Performances continue through next Saturday in the Byron Moore Auditorium at East Peoria High School.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.